And good afternoon and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet. I'm here in the studio with Ron Landis. The late Patty Fink is cruising in the Caribbean on a private yacht this week and next. So what I heard was she missed the boat, though. She had to swim out to catch it because she showed up at the dock a little bit late. We'll be hearing all about her adventures when she gets back. Our guest today, now, Lauren, please help me. She's very shy. So please help me draw her out. I love this woman. She is the only other person I have ever met who also hates her iPhone. Cannot use it. Cannot figure out even if it's her. We're both sitting in the other room. And, no, that's your phone. No, that's your phone ringing. I love her. She doesn't text like I don't text.
You found your soulmate.
I did. Finally. There are other people who just want a regular phone. You pick up the phone. Isn't that what you want from a phone?
Absolutely. Oh, what a joy to be with you, though.
I just said our guest is shy. Ruta Lee.
I'm so happy to be here and sharing this wonderful hour with you. And the first thing that I want to do is salute KNON. For being the most eclectic frigging station in the world. I mean, I have never in my life met a cowboy rabbi before. And he is so
adorable. Did he tell
adorable.
You the other show he does?
Isn't no.
He? Oh, he does, oh, what is it?
A country western?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, during the week.
A western Israeli thing?
Yeah, I know.
Fabulous. Life, but, yeah. It's so adorable. And it reminded me of a story that I want to share with you and your delicious listeners about a rabbi, a priest, and a minister were having coffee or something better together. And one said to the other, what would you like to hear said over your grave when the time comes for us to leave this mortal coil? And the minister said, oh, I think I'd like to hear that he was a fine leader of the community. He brought peace and comfort to all the families and contributed to our town. And the priest said, that's lovely. I think I'd like to hear that I was a man of God and that I brought some kind of comfort and religion to my pastorate and that I was appreciated. And the rabbi said, I'd like to hear, look, he's moving. Well, this is our rabbi with the music that he played.
It is Pledge Drive.
Ruta Lee is here. It is Pledge Drive. Ruta Lee is here. She is performing in Steel Magnolias at Casa Manana, her second home.
Without a doubt, my favorite theater in the country. And I've been playing there for, 35 years, almost 40 years. And I still feel exceedingly young. I don't know how all those people around me are getting older that come to the theater.
Him.
Lauren, there you go.
But, I love Casa Manana.
You know, I love Texas audiences. I mean, I love them. Because I have discovered from the first day that I stepped foot on stage as Molly Brown that audiences here don't defy you to entertain them. They don't sit back in their chairs with a snotty attitude. They come along for the ride. They say, we're going to have a good time. I bought tickets and by God, we're going to have a good time. And that is so fabulous. And so I want everybody that's a Texas audience to consider their darling asses kissed.
Thank you for that. It is Pledge Drive, like Lauren said. And let's get that in. First of all, the number 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. The late Josh Manus is here substituting for the late Patty Fink.
Yep, somebody's going to be late.
He's still putzing.
He's still waking up, dear. It's Sunday.
Doc is standing by to take your calls for small pledge?
For a small pledge, we have a really, really, really nice gift. For a $1,000 pack, you can go see Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
Stevie Wonder. He's going to be... Am I on?
Are you not on?
Nope.
You're on.
In case you didn't hear that.
I didn't adjust this for you.
For $1,000.
Yes.
But here's the...
Say it again. $1,000.
For $1,000, you can go see Stevie Wonder, and he is a wonder.
It'll cost you that to see him anyway, so you might as well give the money to a tax-deductible situation.
Because
it's fabulous.
There's more.
And here's the thing. You don't have to pay the $1,000 up front. You can break it up into a monthly bank draft of only $83. You can't beat that. Can't beat that. So Stevie Wonder will be here next month at the American Airlines Center on March 22nd.
We only have one set.
And we only have one pair left. Give us a call and grab that. 972-647-1893.
You know, we've been pushing this a little bit. I don't want to overstress this, but the station had a little bit of a setback down at the tower. It's the first time we've had to do a major repair down at the tower. If you remember, beginning of January, if you were having trouble getting the signal, we had to power all the way down to 500 watts. We're normally 55,000 watts. Yeah. You could get us in your car. You couldn't go into your house and hear the station.
Yeah.
Got repaired within just a few weeks. Some wonderful people came in. Some of them volunteered as much of their time as they could, got it fixed, got it back on the air, but there were parts that are expensive that we have to pay for in addition to the regular operation of the station. And one of the reasons to pledge to this station, this was the first station to offer gay and lesbian programming back in the early 1980s when they came to the original group who did the show. It was, okay, would you like to do a gay show? Sure, we'd love to do a gay show. And then
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does it mean? There hadn't been such a thing before. And it's been on now for more than 30 years. So
congratulations. KNON really stands out in the community. And so I would suggest if you've got a few dollars, put it in. You can take it off your taxes. It's absolutely super.
She's absolutely right.
And you'll be doing a great job. And we get to visit if you do that.
Absolutely.
Now, some of our pledgers usually stop by the station to pledge. Our number, if you just want to call in a pledge, is 972-647-1893. The phone is ringing. You can text a pledge in now. You text KNON to 56512. Ruta, they had to explain to me what that even meant.
Totally, to me too.
Yeah. And I can now admit it, that when they were telling me, no, you have to text KNON to 56512, no idea what it meant. Still am not sure how to do it exactly. But that means something to other people.
Just phone it in. It's easier.
Well, some people, that's easy. Or you can go online to KNON.org, click the pledge button, it's right there.
And give a little blood.
972-647-1893. Phones are ringing, so thank you very much. But you can stop by the studio. Ruta would love to meet you.
You can also pledge online. Yeah. Don't forget that.
Okay, so we were just talking about
Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias. You play?
I play Clarie, the former mayor's wife. She's a little more piss elegant than the gang, so to speak. But it is a beautifully written show by Robert Harling, just absolutely beautiful. I've played it before, but it's like every show that I ever do, the minute the curtain comes down, it also goes out of my head. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'd be spouting lines, you know, for months that don't belong anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I'm having to learn it all over again. I played it for Gary Marshall in Hollywood, and Karen Valentine was also in the show, and Beth Grant, who is so very famous now. Right. And last time, Truvy was played by... Sally Struthers, who is just a delicious and wonderful friend of mine. And this year we've got New York people that are coming in to do Truvy. Cheryl Allison and Alyssa Robbins is from here, and Kimberly Lancaster. They're not necessarily names you know, but when you look at the faces, you'll know them from television and the movies. So I'm so proud to be with this kind of a gang.
I just want to get, when is it running?
Oh, we open on the 28th. 8th of February through the 8th of March. Okay. So it's a very short run, so don't diddle around. Now listen, I have to share something with you that has really upset me no end. I found out that if the box office at the theater itself, at the Casa Manana, isn't open, it automatically shunts you over to, like, Ticketmaster or something, which is fine, but sometimes it also, unless you know what you're doing on the computer, shunts you over to somebody who'll tell you the tickets go from $100 to $441. Forget it. Just call the box office and pay the regular price.
Right. Which is nowhere near
great advice.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Do you approach the role different than the first time you played it?
You know, I don't know. I suppose I would, because I'm older by 10 years now than when I first played it. But there's an attitude that's built into it that's very nice. And each part is just so fabulous, and it's the most touching thing. You know, it's funny in its own sweet, wonderful way. It's very funny. And I must say that it's a play that's very, very responded to by the gay community. Mm-hmm. And I haven't realized that so much before until I really took a look at the profile of the audience. Mm-hmm. And ladies love it. Men sort of get forced into seeing it, but once they're there, they love
enjoy it.
Yep.
Well, it's just an enjoyable.
Yes.
How could you not? It's a great story.
And the gay community absolutely loves it.
We get
it. Identify with everybody in the lines. I mean, people repeat lines to me that I'm just learning now that they have, you know, put condemned to heart.
You know, and when you leave, you say you just completely I know exactly what you mean. Do you do this too? You'll meet somebody during the week and they'll say, you know, when you were talking about such and such, I'll say, talking about, I don't, and they'll say, no, on the show. And I'll say, sometimes I wasn't listening.
Well, yesterday we were at your favorite place, I think, and that's Joe T. Garcia's over in Fort Worth.
Very good.
That was one of the first restaurants I ever came to when I first came to Fort Worth back in 1964. And we celebrated our anniversary. Valentine's Day is when I met my husband on American Airlines. Thank you very much.
So
great shoes.
Too.
Oh, you too? Oh! Anyway, we went over and had lots and lots of margaritas. And one of the guys that was at our party last night, and the Lankarts hosted us, which I didn't expect, is related to Mrs. Lankart, to Holly Lankart, said, as we sat down, he said, "Darling, if you don't have anything nice to say about anybody, come sit by me." Now, that's a line that is repeated all the time from Steel Magnolias.
Sure. Uh-huh. That's a great line. We still have a few minutes before we need to go to break. I don't want to talk yet about how you even hooked up with Casa Manana, because there's a big, long story that we talked about for a half an hour.
Oh,
in the other room.
This is a week-long show, isn't it?
Yes.
But it's a great story.
It is a wonderful story, so I don't want to start it yet. But with Casa, you've done so many different things, and let's just talk about your connection there. First of all, just briefly, and we'll go into the backstory there, how did you hook up with them? Because Fort Worth was a tiny town. Now it's 15th biggest city in the country. Dallas and Fort Worth weren't even considered the same metropolitan area at the time.
That's right. There was no Metroplex then.
No.
I had just made international headlines. Didn't know it, but I had made international headlines when, after calling Khrushchev, I got permission to go to the Soviet Union, to Lithuania, to see my grandmother, who had just recently come back from Siberia with the rest of the family. They had been deported there. And I was coming back through New York. And while I was in New York, Mike Pollack, who was then kind of the head of Casa Manana, came to see me in New York. And basically what he wound up saying was, "I want you to come to our theater a beautiful dome theater and play Molly Brown for me. Because any girl who had the chutzpah, the guts, to call Khrushchev and talk her way and her family into the satellite countries that were not open to any American to see her family is Molly Brown and should be on the stage at Casa Manana. Well, at first I thought, oh, he doesn't pay enough money to warrant it. You know, it's just not worth it. But he said the right words. He said, you are Molly Brown. Mm-hmm. So I came and met all the wonderful press people of Fort Worth who became my mentors, and a romance between a city and a girl happened. And look, I have chills just talking about it because it's so true. And I love Fort Worth so much. And now it's also a home for me. We are residents of Texas.
Yeah, I mean,
how long have you lived here now?
Well, since I got married, 76.
Well, and her line is that she sleeps around.
Yes, we have a home here. We have a home in L.A. We have a home in Palm Springs, a home in Mexico. We do sleep around.
You have done so many different shows there, though, and I'm trying to think some of them. Hello, Dolly.
Oh, yes, of
Annie,
course. Molly, Annie, Dolly,
Name.
Nelly, you know, all Name. Of the best parts. And one of my favorites, of course, is the Best Little Whorehouse
Best
in
little
Texas.
Oh,
because I find that to be a highly moral show when you get down to it, because it shows the duplicity of most people and what liars most people are to themselves as well as the people around them. And I love it. I thought it was a very moral show for a good Catholic girl who loves Jews and gays.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON-FM. It is Pledge Drive. So give us a call, 972-647-1893, or you can pledge online. Go to KNON.org and click the pledge button, or you can text KNON to 56512, and the blah comes up on the screen. Why don't you explain this one?
Why don't you give us a call, and we can explain it to you.
Well, wait a minute. Where are they going to call us?
Call us at 972-647-1893.
Because if they've called us, they don't need to call us. They don't need to text. They can just call us.
Oh, that's true, too.
If you do KNON.org, though,
that's the
it'll
easy
give
one.
You the
that's
information. The
and you can get your pledge premium that way. If you want the Stevie Wonder tickets, that's
also, there's more to that. I was going to just explain it later. Include it with the Stevie Wonder $1,000 pack. Again, you only have to pay the $83 a month. You also can get the plaque of KNON on the wall up here. I wish we could hold that
with your name.
With the plaque with your name. I wish we could hold it up to the mic so they could see it.
It's beautiful.
But,
it's gold and it's framed in a beautiful
camera,
wood frame.
If you want to look at our podcast, that camera is looking at the plaque that was done for Mike Doyle, who is our 30-year-long engineer who just passed away a few months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who we missed terribly.
That.
Yeah, he was wonderful. He just, any problem on the board, not that we'd ever have one, would we, Josh?
He's probably running the board for God now, so don't complain.
I hope so. But your name will go with, along with names that really are very meaningful.
And what else?
And lastly, also part of this $1,000 pack is you become a part of the elite sponsorship package. And that includes two tickets to every KNON event that we have for the year.
We have about 40 events. And things at Poor David's Pub, it's not only the concert at Poor David's Pub. Tickets there are about $25 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
You get two of them, that's $50.
Wow,
but you also get dinner.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
This is $500. It's a great deal.
For a mere $1,000 and all tax deductible.
Exactly.
All tax.
And again, you don't have to pay it all at once. $83 a month.
972-647-1893. And thank you to the people who've called. Doc hasn't handed me the sheets yet, but thank you to the people who've called. 972-647-1893. Josh, take it away.
Hi, this is Patty Fink, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON-FM.
And this is Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Ron Landis and the late Josh Maness. No, we're not going to let you get away with that since Patty isn't here this week. And our guest is the fabulous Ruta Lee.
Yes.
We're just having so much fun just chatting about stuff because we have so much in common. We have the same anniversary.
That's just so, well, of course. I mean, Valentine's Day is very, very special in many ways. But Webb and I were actually physically married. We met on the 14th. I met him on a plane. I don't know if you know this story. I love this. I was doing a good deed for the Thalians. I was playing here in Dallas at the Country Dinner Playhouse, and I had been invited by the LPGA to be the guest star at their big event in Naples, Florida. So I said, I can't do it because the producers here said our next show isn't doing well. Can you play an extra week? I said, I can't because I've got to do LPGA on Monday. And they said, you go do that. Give us an extra show on the end and it'll be fine. So I flew to Florida, got picked up in a private plane, did my thing, you know, put on the eyelashes, put on the hairpiece, got out the feather boa, made like a big movie star, and did my thing for the women's Golf Association in Florida. Now on the way back, not a stitch of makeup, a babushka on, big glasses, schlepping a fur coat because it was hot in Florida, cold here. Mm-hmm. And I, leaning on the counter, the girls took pity on me and said, Miss Lee, we'll pre-board you as soon as we clean up the flight. It's a turnaround flight. So I'm leaning on the counter, holding my head, and I look down the hall, and I see a terrific pair of Gucci loafers coming towards me. Look up a little further, nice slacks with a crease in them. Look up a little further, double-breasted blazer with gold buttons. Look up a little further, a face that's a cross between Clint Eastwood and Lee Marvin. And I thought, be still my heart. And he came towards me, and right by me and down the hall, and I thought, oh, hell, ships that pass in the night. They pre-board me. I pull down a pillow. I ask for a glass of water, take two more Dristans because I had a runny nose, shoving all the stuff that's on the seat here beneath my seat, and I look down, and the same pair of shoes are standing there. And he said, oh, is this seat taken? And I said, no, for the last time in my life. And he said, hello, my name is Webb Lowe. And I said, hello, my name is Ruta Lee. And we should be married, because then I'd be Ruta Lee Lowe, and we could open a Chinese laundry. So it's 40 years later, and he's pissed we don't have a laundry. So thank you, Dallas. Thank you, American Airlines. Thank you, Fort Worth, for my fabulous 40 years of life with this gorgeous man.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That is a wonderful story. One of our pledgers just came in the studio, and they wanted to say hello.
Oh, good.
Fans.
To say hello to Ruta Lee.
Hi, and your name is?
I'm Linda.
Hiya, Linda.
Cam.
Hi, I'm so happy to see you. Hello.
And
you pledged? Did you pledge the big 1,000, I hope?
No.
Oh, come on,
no,
do it.
It was 999.
Oh, 999 is very
good. We'll kick in a dollar.
That's very
good. It's close.
Thank you for coming in. What a pleasure to meet you.
David's show.
Blame you, but Patty is off sailing around the Caribbean, so...
Don't tell him what she's doing.
No, she missed her boat in the Caribbean.
I hope something wonderfully rude. You never know.
It will be. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks. What a pleasure. Like, this is like family.
It is. And like I said, if you'd like to stop by the studio to pay your pledge, you can. But most people are still calling 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Do you know somebody asked me my phone number the other day? Another thing, I cannot remember the number here, and I said 972-647-1893.
Well, so. My point is, though, that you, by going to KNON.org, you will get a phone number there and make life easy. Just call it, you know, if you're as obtuse on these instruments of torture that we now call iPads and iPhones. And you know what? I'm going to add a little something to that $1,000 pledge, because I think that's just the best thing ever. Why don't we put two tickets for Steel Magnolias
for
Steel Magnolias, and come backstage after the show, and we can hug and kiss and tell each other great lies and just have a wonderful time. And so there you go. So come on now. $1,000 is nothing. I suggest you do it in one swoop, in one check. It only hurts once that way.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. That way you're not thinking about it.
Right.
Pledge again next time.
When you stop and think that, you know, a couple of dinners out, is $1,000 anymore if they're really
Stevie
good
Wonder
fancy.
Those Stevie Wonder tickets are several hundred dollars.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course they are. Yeah, the good tickets will be $1,000 easily.
Don't kid yourself. She's absolutely right.
Yeah.
So now you can get a pair of tickets.
A pair of tickets.
Your name will be up here on our honor wall.
Right.
And
come backstage and I'll tweak your butt and tell you I love you for doing it.
And that's wonderful. Thank you very much.
So give us a call at 972-647-1893.
I'm going to sell those $1,000 tickets because if we don't sell them, it gets rolled on to the next show.
Right.
But they don't get the Casa Mañana tickets.
No, it's just in David's show. Right, and Ron's show.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get back to the story. Now, you slipped in there that how you started at Casa Mañana, that you were in the news at the time because he called Khrushchev. She got through.
I got through. I was out. My grandmother, of course, survived along with other members of the family that had been deported to Siberia on the packages that we sent. But in those days, packages were 40 pounds, and you could send a pound of coffee, a pound of chocolate, a pound of lard, you know, things like that. And they traded and whatnot, and they did. They found each other. My grandmother, at close to 90, hitchhiked across Siberia and rode on carpet trucks and whatnot, getting rides from the truckers, you know, to find other members of her family. And, I mean, she wanted to commit suicide there. It was awful. My grandfather died on the cattle car. And we all know what those cattle cars looked like because we've all seen Zhivago. We've all seen all the Holocaust movies.
We have one of those cars here at the
Exactly.
Holocaust
and
Museum,
I salute the Jewish community for not letting us forget about the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And I salute Eisenhower for saying, take pictures of everything because some damn fool is going to come along, as they have, saying it never happened. Well, the thing is that the Jews are remembering this. We Christians, Catholics, etc., are not remembering that Stalin took out 30 million people, of his own people. Anyway, Siberia, this is what she survived on. They were permitted, they had a choice to stay in Siberia or go back to Lithuania, which is my background. They went back to Lithuania. She was living in a tiny little thatched roof, you know, hut in Klaipeda. And we were sending packages all the time. And my mother would roll up $100 bills, teeny, tiny, 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 and sew them into the seams of old clothes and things that we were sending, and hoping that nobody would come across them. And then she would say, I know that shoulder pads are not in style in Russia, you know, or in Lithuania now, so take them out, hoping that they would, you know, find this. They survived. I picked up the phone after getting a letter from Lithuania, half of which was all blotted out because everything was censored. What a system to live under, communism.
Imagine everything, having the time to even do that.
Oh, blotted all out. And she was saying thank you for sending her the clothes to be buried in, that she was dying. She couldn't write. She never learned to write. She only got to the third grade and never learned. And so my aunt was writing. She was thanking us, and I went into a spate of tears and thought, here's my one remaining grandparent, and I'm not going to get to meet her. They're all going to be gone. And I went out with friends, and the more wine they poured that night, the more obvious it became that I should pick up the phone and call Khrushchev. So I did, and thank God those were the days when you didn't pay for person-to-person calls.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So I said, I want to talk person-to-person to Nikita Khrushchev, the Kremlin, Moscow, USSR. And my American operator said, how do you spell Khrushchev? Well, who the hell knew where the C's and the K and the H's were, right? But anyway, the operator on the other end kept saying, Khrushchev not available, you know, and this went on for all night long. And finally, the operator came back to me and said, Mr. Khrushchev no speak it English. You speak Warsaw interpreter for Mr. Khrushchev. Now, obviously, they're taking the call because it comes from Hollywood. you know, and that's a big name in the world. And I said, okay, because I remembered that the lovely young man that traveled with Khrushchev, and when Khrushchev was banging his shoe, was translating the Russian language and making it palatable to our Victorian ears here in America, right? And so I said, okay, I'll speak to him. And by now, I'm sobering up from the wine, and I'm tired. And he said, Miss Lee, talk to your congressman about traveling here. And I said, Mr. Voroshilov, don't be an idiot. What the hell does my congressman have to do with my traveling in your country? This is not politics. It's a matter of the heart. And I want to see her. She may be dead for all I know. Maybe I'll be coming to her funeral, but I want to come and I want to bring my parents. And he said, call the Russian embassy in a half hour. And I thought, oh, God, I've already called the Russian embassy and spoken to the dishwasher, the gardener, and everybody else, right? And he said, you call again in half an hour. And he spoke fluent, of course, English. So in a half hour, I called. This time, I got immediately put through to the first secretary at the embassy, and the first secretary was Lithuanian, and I speak Lithuanian fluently. And long story short, within 48 hours, my papers were signed, sealed for my folks as well, and we were on our way to Moscow and then to Lithuania.
Okay, wow. So she was flying to Moscow. You weren't supposed to. You were supposed to fly to
No, that was the last time.
That was a different flight.
That was a different flight. Okay. Different flight.
Let's talk about that one, because last week I wasn't here. I was up in Denver. My flight home, the final board on the American Airlines board said flight scheduled departure 8:30 a.m. Scheduled arrival in Dallas 8:45 p.m. I started getting calls about this. My first call was at 1 a.m. about my 6:30 a.m. flight being canceled. My next call was at 2 a.m. that I was going to be on the 8th. My next call was that 8:30 flight wasn't going to leave till 1. The 4 a.m. call was that it was leaving later than that. We did finally leave at 6 p.m. The people on the 4 p.m. flight who got bumped, they got $500 vouchers. Me, who was supposed to be on this flight, didn't get anything because it was a mechanical.
Oh,
so
no.
That's my travel story. You have a good one, too. It was a different trip to Russia.
After Webb and I were married, we were going to, again, Lithuania, again, to bail the family out. My cousin, who is now, thank God, with me in the United States, was sitting in jail for 2 years in a room the size of this desk with the lights on 24 hours a day. Why? Because her husband was accused of misrepresenting the weights of cattle. He was a veterinarian that came in for weighing. And why she was put in jail, eventually, 2.5 years later, all swept under the rug. It was a mistake. But in the meantime, she's there and the family is suffering. So I said, come on, Webb, we're going to go a different way this time. And because I had been through Moscow twice already. Four times, if you stop and think about it, with the comings and the goings. And so we went through Leningrad. And we were leaving from London to go to Leningrad on a big Aeroflot plane. Aeroflot is like flying a garbage truck, let's put it that way. At least it used to be. Maybe now it's better. And we got on the plane, and as we're rolling down the runway. Now, mind you, if we didn't get on the wrong plane, you had to go through all kinds of security to get on this Aeroflot plane that was to go to Leningrad. We get on the plane, and as it's taxiing down the tarmac, we hear her say, and Webb says to me, I didn't hear her say anything about Leningrad. I just heard Moscow. And I said, ah, you're mistaken. As soon as we took off and we leveled out, I said, Webb, go up and find the stewardess and see if you can make sense. And so he went up. Now, mind you, nobody really spoke English. And he came back to me ashen-faced and said, we're going to Moscow. I thought, oh, my God. We were carrying so much contraband, you know, that the Soviets were not allowing
it. And by contraband, what she really means is things
jeans,
like jeans.
Right. Jeans, nylons, dresses, sheets that mm-hmm. they didn't have, stuff that you couldn't get in the Soviet Union, you know. And so I thought, oh, come on, you don't know what you're talking about. I went up thinking I know a couple of words of Russian, Lithuanian, I'll get by. And she makes it clear to me that we're going to Moscow. And I said, oh, no, wait a minute. Look at my ticket. It says Leningrad, huh? And she looked at me and she said, moment. She gets on the phone, you know, with the hookup with the captain. And she says, captain, say, only 3 passenger go Leningrad. Everybody else, 180, go Moscow. So we go Moscow. I said, no, my ticket says Leningrad. Don't worry, captain say, you go Moscow, you wait 12 hours, you have dinner, you go Leningrad. Said, no. Tell the captain that I'm meeting with the commissars of the arts, movie making, and they're going to be very unhappy when I don't show up in Leningrad. Long story short, after much arguing and much stomping of my delicate little foot, we went to Leningrad. And it proved a point to me about that whole communist system that everybody was so afraid of, that they weren't used to people saying no.
You know, and we were talking before the show.
You were there.
I was there during college. We had an exchange program with Moscow State University. What I left there understanding was their system didn't work.
No.
It just didn't work.
No.
So.
But it all starts with socialism, and it all goes to communism. And I'm so afraid that we have so many people who have not experienced what living in that kind of a system means. Mm-hmm. And, oh, it sounds wonderful. We're all equal. We will all be brothers. It don't work mm-hmm. that way.
That part of it's a great goal, but
it doesn't work.
Not just it didn't work, it didn't happen there.
And they had a 60-year experiment.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Lauren Landis. Our guest is Ruta Lee. I might point out that in more than 30 years, she's the first guest on the radio who's come to this show with her own hairdresser.
Yes.
David Blackstock is not only my hairdresser. He calls me his fairy godmother, and he's my fairy godson.
We'll be back with more right after this.
I'm Michael from UNT, and I listen to Lambda Weekly on KNON 89.3 FM.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'd like to make a shout-out to HypnoticSushi.com.
Oh, God, I love sushi.
Hypnotic Sushi is located on Oaklawn Avenue. They just made a very nice $100 pledge. Thank you
well,
very much.
Well, how lovely.
Thank you very much.
They invited us down. Oh, and they invited us to what? That's even better.
Here we come. That's thank you,
better.
Hypnotic.
If you'd like to make a pledge, the number is 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. You can go online. KNON.org. Yeah, right. I'm thinking this one, the texting.
The texting.
Text KNON to 56512. The phone does whatever one of those phones does, and you can just make your pledge.
Well, I'm waiting for that $1,000 pledge and to meet in person somebody backstage that I can tweak their bottom and say thanks a lot.
And that's a great.
It's probably one of the best packages we've ever.
It's I should hope to tell you.
But look what you get with it. You get to see Stevie Wonder. You get a plaque.
Two tickets to Stevie Wonder, right?
Two tickets to see Stevie Wonder. You get a plaque on the wall up here, and that you'll be
forever.
Yeah. And you get to be a part of the elite sponsorship package. And again, that gets you into every KNON event that we have for the entire year.
And you get two tickets to see the fabulous Steel Magnolias.
I thought you were going to say the fabulous Ruta Lee.
Well, she's fabulous too.
She is fabulous.
No, I just love people who are generous. And my God, if ever there is a community of people with a lot of bucks to spend, spend, and they waste a lot of it, so spend it well. It's our gay community, so come on, reach into that wallet, let the damn moths out, and come on, come up with $1,000.
You were going to Stevie Wonder anyway. You were going to go see Steel Magnolias anyway. And, you know, I think there are some gay people out there who haven't seen Steel Magnolias yet. Josh.
Very few.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's a first.
I figure at Steel Magnolias, if I forget a line, somebody can help me from the audience.
Exactly.
You know, it must be one of the easiest plays to do that way. Rudy, you're performing in Steel Magnolias from February
28th. From the 28th. Uh-huh. It's a very short run through the 8th. And a lot of matinees, which is kind of nice because sometimes people can't do the evening stuff if they're working evenings or whatever. And of course, Casa Mañana is my favorite theater in the country. Mm-hmm. And I really look forward to meeting all of you there, and come backstage and say hello. And if you donated $1,000 to KNON, you will get special treatment.
Oh, Rudy, you've done a lot of theater, but you also have a film career also. Which do you prefer?
Well, you know, I like whichever one I'm doing now. And if I'm doing a movie, I love it because there's time for preparation and a little more time is spent on it, you know. I love television and its immediacy, and I love the fact that a hello, how are you reaches 60 million people with one hello, you know. But I love theater the best because a live audience is an organism that is working with you, that is sighing with you, that is crying with you, that is breathing and laughing with you. And there is nothing more wonderful than a standing ovation at the end of a performance and a check at the end of the week.
You've mostly done musicals. Do you have one that's one of your favorites?
Yeah. I mean, Molly Brown will always stand out as my favorite because Meredith Wilson, who wrote it, came to see the opening performance of it. And he quoted in the Star Telegram that Ruta Lee is the best Molly I have ever seen. Oh. And if she were playing it in New York, it would still be running on Broadway. Huh. Well, wow, is that ever a remark. Yeah. Yeah. I love Dolly. I love Annie, Get Your Gun. Mm-hmm. And I really love Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, too, because I don't have to work quite as hard. I get to walk around in pretty outfits and do wonderful songs and not work up a sweat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the role that you played, Miss Mona.
Miss Mona, yeah.
She's not in the whole she's there throughout.
She's there throughout, but it's not all
long,
heavy duty.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that
whereas
would be
Molly and Dolly and Annie, I mean, you really work your ass off on those,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But boy, it's worth it. It's just great. I'd like to come back and do Dolly again. I haven't done it in a long time. Huh. My girlfriend, Debbie Reynolds, did a version of it much later in life when you stop and think that Molly is very young when she starts. And she created a Molly Brown where it starts on the Titanic. And it's backflashes or flashbacks to her youth. So you can get away with her thinking of herself in her youth doing all that stuff, you know. And it works. So I suppose I could get one more in before I get buried.
You know, and Hello Dolly, she's not supposed to be... What age is she supposed to be?
She's not a youngster. She's a widow, but she could be a young widow. And when I first played it, I don't think I was but maybe 30 or 35. So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter with that one.
She's sort of ageless.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's ageless.
Because Carol Channing...
But her song, Before the Parade Passes By. Carol Channing is one of my neighbors in Palm Springs.
Oh, is she?
I see her all the time. And she is fan-frigging-tastic.
Good. She did it when she was 30s on Broadway?
Yes, and then she did it in her 70s.
Yeah,
you know, so what can I tell you?
I saw her here one of the last times she performed in this, and it didn't matter.
She's incredible. Her energy is boundless, as is mine, and she's always been an idol of mine, and it's nice to have her as a friend.
Yeah. We're talking to the shy and reticent Ruta Lee. And she agreed to do our pledge drive show. She knew ahead of time that we were going to do this nonsense. It's not nonsense. It's very important for the station. But
oh,
she knew that we were
going
to be breaking in and that I'd be doing my terrible segues. And that was a good one. Thank you for feeding that to me. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Be a real dolly.
I like that. Hello, donor. Well, hello, donor. We are waiting for your lovely $1,000.
For which you can get
to
everything.
See Stevie Wonder. You can see her. You can see Ruta live. That's worth $1,000 alone.
And go backstage.
And go backstage.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And you can get a plaque on the wall here, and you will forever be remembered.
And what do you mean by the plaques? We have our wall of
fame.
Fame. And a number of people who've made donations, large donations to the station. They're up here. Some of them are people that are just very meaningful to us, like Mike, our engineer, who just passed away a few months ago. We have a special
plan. So you will be an incredible company.
Yeah, with people that really mean something to this station.
That's nice. It's wonderful. And just remember that $1,000 can go a very long way here at KNON, whereas if it's just in your pocket, you're going to have two dinners out, and there's going to be your $1,000 gone. So look at the good you can do, and look at what you get for it. I'm just thrilled. I just think that's a great package they're getting.
It really is. So give us a call at 972-647-1893. Dig in your piggy bank. Call some friends, scramble up that $1,000, and give us a call at 972-647-1893.
You know, you said $1,000 goes a long way here. It really does. Our tower lease monthly is $4,600. It's our biggest expense.
Mm-hmm.
That goes a long way.
But you had
to
a problem
sure
with the tower.
Well,
that needs
go
to
a
be
long
paid
way
to, for.
It, it'll
Absolutely.
Go a long way just to replacing that cable. But just the lease, you're making a big dent in that lease. And when we make large donations through this show, it's noticed.
But you're not asking for $100,000, although you'd happily take it.
Well, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We will gladly take it.
We have asked that amount before. Haven't gotten it, but I figure you don't ask. You don't.
But you
get
know
it.
What? She is a testament to we won't get it unless you ask, just like when
you're
called.
Right. You have to. You have to ask and just step forward. It's not for yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's for the community. It's for the betterment of the community. You know what would be better for the community is if you had an easier phone number. That phone number is hard to remember.
Yeah, it took me years to remember that one.
Well, the 1-893 is our station.
Oh.
893, yeah.
89.3,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you have
no,
to come up with a bawdy word for the front part.
Yeah, the 972 part, that's our other area code, not the 214 part and the 647.
It's very difficult.
972-647-1893 is the number. That's 972-647-1893. And for that $100,000 pledge, I bet we can get four tickets to your show.
I bet you can, too. You can have the theater.
Just asking for four tickets. We have, for a $35 pledge, two tickets to KNON Presents Shadows of Liberty. About Shadows of Liberty, I'm not supposed to read that. I'm supposed to read this. Shadows of Liberty, I'm lucky I can see it. I don't have my glasses on. Shadows of Liberty reveals the extraordinary truth behind the news media censorship, cover-ups, and corporate control in highly revealing stories. Renowned journalists, activists, and academics give their insider accounts of a broken media system. It features Danny Glover, Dan Rather, Amy Goodman, some other names.
A lot of people.
Yeah, a number of people. It's Monday, March 2nd, 7 p.m. at the Texas Theater, which is in Oak Cliff. You get two tickets, and that's for just a $35 pledge, 972.
Wow.
Yeah. That's great. And you're, like you've been saying, and your donation is tax deductible then. So 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Help keep us going here. We're doing well this pledge drive, though. You had a good week last week.
I did.
Yeah, we had a good week the week before, so give us a call.
And we're having a marvelous week this week because we have Ruta Lee with us.
Oh, you stroke me so well. Thank you.
Well, we try to.
Thank you. Well, I understand fundraising very well because, as you probably know, Debbie Reynolds and I headed up for 50 years, the Thalians, and I'm still, we're both emeritus now, and the Thalians took care of mental health and put a spotlight on that dark abyss that is mental illness, you know, and open it up, because nobody was talking about mental illness. And so we took care of things from pediatric to geriatric cases and built a hospital, the Thalians Mental Health Center at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. We have now switched our allegiance and our thinking to taking care of the returning veterans who get lost in the cracks and don't get the mental health treatment they need. And so we have joined forces with UCLA's Operation Mend. They take care of replacing arms and legs and redoing faces, and we take care of the spirit and the soul and the heart and the mind of our returning vets. And we had a beautiful big event not too long ago. Smokey Robinson was our honoree.
Oh.
And what a fine man
yes.
he is. What a gentle, lovely, wonderful man. And we're going to be doing another event coming up. We've done every star starting from... Oh, heck, who was our first? Like Frank Sinatra, through Bing Crosby and Bob Hope, through Lucille Ball, through Whoopi Goldberg, through everybody all the way down the line. Angela Lansbury, winding up with Clint Eastwood. Took me 30 years to get him as an honoree, but I got him. And his birthday is on the 29th of May, and mine is on the 30th of May. And I said, give me a birthday present and be my honoree. And he said, you give me a birthday present and make me not come. He was very reticent about getting honors, but was a great honoree. And the best of Hollywood really jumped in to help us with mental health, which nobody was doing. And in fact, it was... Jane Mansfield. You notice I did big breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Mansfield was one of our early members, and the Thalians sent her out to find somebody or some organization that needed funding. Because a young Hollywood people said, you know, we get together to have a few drinks and laugh and scratch and sing around the piano. Let's sell tickets, and we'll raise a few bucks for a charity. And Jane came back to the group at two meetings later and said, all the good diseases are gone. But I found a guy who deals with mentally disturbed children, emotionally disturbed children. And they were, as he put it, like a rotten apple in a barrel. If you don't take care of that one rotten apple and fix it, it'll destroy the entire barrel and the community. And that's how we got involved with mental health. But now we decided that our returning young men and women who put their lives on the lines daily for us need the help.
That's the mental health issue of the day.
That's where I raise money. And we have a lot of Texans that support my mental health project through the Thalians. And Debbie is a Texan, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's from El Paso.
Oh, okay. And you're an honorary Texan like
I am now. I'm from Fort Worth now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We lived in Dallas when we first got married in Greenway Park. So
did you really?
I love Dallas.
I didn't realize that.
Wow, has this area grown? Too many Northerners, for God's sake.
And I can say, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've been here longer than I was up there.
We're coming up at the end of our show, so it is still time to give us a call at 972-647-1893. With that $1,000.
Oh, yes, please,
or
God.
Or with any pledge at all.
Yes.
We're looking
for any
pledge.
But wouldn't it be nice to get that $1,000?
It would be nice to get that
$1,000. And it'd be very nice to meet you backstage.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We are just about out of time, so...
Thank you for sharing your audience. The time and
how to get tickets.
Oh, Casa Manana, talk directly to the box office. Mm-hmm. Or if you're talking to Ticketmaster, don't go over $90 for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And just come anytime between the 28th of this wonderful month and the 8th of March. And I love you and I thank you. And bye-bye, y'all.
Thank you.